It is?
Yeah.
Well, good times.
I wish I was there.
We all should.
I wish I was there.
We all do, don't you worry.
All right, we're running, so if you want to,
Whenever
whenever you want to jump in.
you guys want to take it seriously.
Oh no, we're not even like, this is kind of like just making sure we can record like
It's
this and figure out all
the
the
usual.
problems. Yeah, so this is totally the usual. We have to get all the bullshit out of the way in this one. And then, like I said, 2 weeks from now, I think I said we could like do the first one
Yo,
up.
live. Do it live.
Do it live.
Fuck it, do it live. Yeah, so this is the 13th, so we'll try to record again on the 20th with all of us in our own domiciles, and if that works, then we're good. And then the 27th is the first one we could record and put on the station. Actually, do
Domiciles.
you want to wait until the 5th? Because that'll be a month. Unless we could say, hey, could we start on the 28th and get the first week free?
Yeah.
That's up to you. Because if we're paying monthly, I mean, the 28th doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah, I would say let's just wait till the 5th. There's this. When's the 5th? Is that a Tuesday?
It's a Wednesday. We're going to be Wednesday 7 to 9, I think it was. Wednesday 7 to
Cool.
9.
Wednesday, 7 to 9, everybody. Yeah, that one we might. I might just have to, like, if we can possibly record on that weekend. There's an off chance. That's our Dreamforce, the biggest software event in the world.
Oh, sure,
So,
yeah, whatever you need to do.
The fuck is
normal.
Dreamforce?
It's 170,000 honkies in San Francisco. That's what it is.
Sweet.
Yeah,
That sounds like a
they have to
yay
cap
fest.
it. They have to like put a cap on the number because it's too big for the city, and they refuse to like bring it to Vegas or anything like that. So it's been sold out for like 3 weeks, and it's 170,000 freaking people. Tony Robbins, U2. I mean, come on. What else could you ask for?
Nothing whiter.
Stevie Wonder opened it up last year, so he
Exactly.
That's because he didn't see how many white people were in the room. That's why.
So now it's black.
He has no
He
true, no
stands up
clue.
for the national anthem. All right. We ready?
I sit down.
Yeah, we're running,
You know
so
what I want to start doing?
let's see what
All
else we can
right.
talk.
Start doing? I want to start showing up places and just playing the national anthem, see how many people stand up for that shit.
Like that video of the guy doing Kenny G everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
All
I see how many people
right.
actually
Are we
stand up for
recording,
that
Jay?
shit.
Yeah, we're going.
Okay.
I'm doing the
All right. Should we
haka.
have a
I
clean cut in?
don't know what Jay's doing,
Off
so. I'm just in
chance
here doing
that
the haka by myself.
1360 is listening.
Let's just. I think one thing that might end up being a problem, and it's always a problem for us anyway, is like crosstalk. It sounds like, as soon as you talk over someone else,
What
they
do you
kind
mean?
of. No, that worked
Yeah.
fine. That was
I don't know
good.
what you're talking about.
Okay.
That's some bullshit. All right. We ready? And we're
Yeah.
back. Welcome, Comedy Food Sports Podcast, radio show, whatever you want to call us. Just don't call us Shelton, right? We are,
Ew,
I don't
that's
know,
what
I
it
was
means.
trying to come up with a different name, but I was like, we're kind of on the radio. I don't know if I can say anything offensive yet.
Not
It's
yet.
too early, 5 minutes in,
No,
maybe.
get it out of the way.
Anyway, we're back,
Set the
episode
tone.
90 something. I guess I should go to our website at some point to see where we're at. Doesn't even autofill on my freaking computer. How bad is that? But we're back. Comedy Food Sports Podcast, episode 94.
94.
Charles Haley, thank you very much.
Charles Haley is the only one, yeah.
We have Shelton and Jay, and my name's Patrick. How do you like that?
That's pretty
Professionalism?
good. Yeah,
Probably because
it's
we're not in the same room and I don't have to like awkwardly not make eye contact with either of you.
Oh no, it's the eye contact that's more awkward.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't make eye contact with you guys because if
Awkwardly.
I do,
Only
I'll start calling
afterwards.
you bro and hugging you or something.
Only afterwards is the eye contact odd.
It's when you like look at me as an appeal to whatever it is that Shelton's saying that you don't agree with. That's the creepy part.
Exactly. He starts talking about superhero movies, and I'm like, Jay, come on, are we on the same
Yeah.
team here, or what?
Let's
We
talk
gang
about
up
the
on
Expos.
Exactly.
The 76 Expos,
Little infielders from the 1983 All-Star Game,
by
because Steve Sax was pretty dominant that year.
He was, but he always threw the ball into the stands. He was a very poor, he's a good fielding second baseman. He just didn't have an arm.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he was Knobloch-esque, right?
You know, this amazingly segues into the one baseball thing I saw today, which is Adam Jones, I believe it is, said
Yeah.
baseball is a white man's sport.
Yeah, and the best part about it, he said, "I will stand up for the national anthem because baseball's a white man's sport."
There you go. Think
of that whole thing.
Hey.
So lots to talk about, right? We had
he also played Kaepernick, Steven.
Hillary.
What? He also played Steven in what was it? Django.
Oh wait, what?
Samuel L. Jackson. No, I'm sorry. It's a failed joke. Well, keep moving.
It's like what?
Keep it going, people.
Is Samuel Jackson playing the Adam Jones movie? Yeah, or
well, Adam Jones playing?
When they make the movie about Adam Jones.
If you gotta explain it, it's a terrible joke. Just go with that.
Well, I know a certain segment that's not gonna make it.
Samuel Jackson is in every movie, so it's not out of the question that Shelton's got a point here.
Can you explain the whole arc of the Kaepernick story to me? Because did everybody kind of change their mind about it, or did more people who were okay with him start standing up for him? What happened?
Yeah, so the basically preseason game, like number two, he decided to not stand up for the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one camera happened to catch it. You know, it wasn't even like he was doing it like going way out of his way. He was like barely even visible.
Sure.
But somebody caught it and made the news. ESPN's bored, so they need something to talk about. And he was just kind of like, yeah, I'm not going to stand up with what's going on right now. And it was like initially it was kind of like, wait, what's he doing? But then most people stuck up for him. And it's like about a 50-50 split, realistically.
Okay.
But the center for the Seahawks, he actually was cut, but he was a Green Beret and fought in both wars, most recent wars. And he like met with Kaepernick before the game, and he's the one that got him to start kneeling. He thought it would be more respectful if he kneeled with his teammates instead of standing, instead of like sitting, because the bench is like 20 feet behind everybody else. But yeah, he was just kind of like, look, I'll never understand what you guys are going through, so I respect it. I'm not going to sit down for the national anthem because I fought in two wars and I'm, you know, a decorated soldier, but like, so that's your thing, that's your thing.
The funny part to me is like everyone's making a big deal about it and saying, number one, it's disrespectful to the military. Number one, the flag has nothing to do with the military. It's the country flag. You're not disrespecting the military just by not standing. That's the dumbest thing in the world. The other thing, too, is that the same people that are bitching and moaning and calling him the word that is choicefully used against black people, that's their right based on the same exact right that he has.
I was going to drop there. So many. I just like had my laundry list out and I was like, you know what?
No. Just go to his Twitter page and you can see them all. Exactly. They're all there.
Friendly.
In case you...
It's
well spoken.
Those ones that are like glossed over, they're like pre-recorded. He's a friendly black guy.
You know, speaking of well spoken, how did Biden get away with that? Do you remember he called Obama clean and well spoken? And
because he's an idiot.
He skated.
No one takes him seriously.
He's George W. Like
his Uncle Joe.
Democratic George W.
Yeah, his Uncle Joe, exactly.
If George W. was a VP, everybody would be the same way about him. They'd be like, oh, it's just cute old W.
It's old W.
He's probably three beers deep today already.
Yeah, instead he was really the president.
No, I'm totally with you. It's like some people just believe that the flag stands for cops and soldiers.
Yeah, it's like
somebody had the best, like one of the best, it was like a meme or whatever, but it said like basically like you ask us to protest quietly, so somebody sits down during the national anthem and you tell them to stop disrespecting, whatever they said after that. But it was basically like you're asking all black people basically to protest quietly, and he literally protests quietly, and you're like, wait a second.
And then Kate Upton she was like, oh, it's disrespectful to him doing a 9/11. And people are like, well, when's he supposed to do it? You're supposed to pick and choose when you protest? Like,
right.
Hey, exactly. Let's be real. Your job is to show your tits. And then they brought up her uncle. her uncle.
Time stamp, 902.
Her uncle didn't. He voted down for the first responders bill in Michigan. And people are like, well, you didn't come, you know, say anything about him voting down the bill. But you have a problem with him sitting down for or kneeling for the national anthem.
It's like, yeah, that's just Uncle Billy. He drops N bombs at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. He does it at Thanksgiving. Then we talk about Kaepernick.
Can't really hold him accountable.
Yeah, that's just him. Let's be real. It's him.
Yeah, I watched. I don't even want to talk about it. Actually, never mind. There's people that listen to this. I was just about to shit on some people that I know listen to this. I mean, poop on them.
Boom. Time stamp.
Yeah, that word doesn't even count. I don't care what anybody says. Just the C.
No, I don't think it does. Nowadays,
we're just doing FX rules, right? FXX rules. Can't say C bomb. You can't say the R word. That's all.
And the N bomb.
Well, I depends if I'm doing, you know, NWA lyrics or something.
What letters don't have bombs yet?
Definitely an A bomb. That was the original.
B, because B bomb just doesn't flow.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
It sounds really cool.
B-bomb. Yeah, but it sounds like a dance you do. It's like, let's go do the beatbox. You know?
Sounds like some friggin' hacky reggae artist.
at your local bar.
That's a really good Eka Mouse, by the way, Patrick. Thank you.
You know.
Thought you could slip that past me.
Exactly.
Never. By the way, I don't know how or where this conversation started, but we are now into B-bomb territory.
Yeah. Bonton is in the building officially. Why is murder? He's like every other word. There's always like somebody in the background saying murderer.
Murder.
By the way, murderer. You're like, what? What? I don't even know. Nothing to do with any of the lyrics.
Why is he murdering people?
He went from rapey lyrics to murder.
I got to find a good Butu song for the Buju song for the... for the break now. Oh, no.
Yeah, I only knew him off of like I was a big fan of him, but I got to know him through a song he did with Method Man. That's like one of my all time favorite top bottom of songs.
All right.
Yeah. So why don't we take a break?
Sure.
Get our stuff together and figure out.
We never do though. We show. Truly.
Real quick, Rory Scovel is going to be on the program tonight. He's one of my favorite comedians on earth. I jokingly said Time Magazine named him one of the 400 funniest bearded comedians in Greenville, South Carolina. So it's a big compliment for him. No, too obscure. Anyway, really legitimately one of the funniest people on earth. Like Jack White from the White Stripes is actually going to produce his next special. It's going to be down in Atlanta. He's got like 5 different TV shows he's working on. One's already on CISO, I want to say. Just an amazingly funny guy, like legitimately top 5 comedians in the world right now for me. So check him out at the Punchline in Philly, a new club in No Libs. Just go to punchlinephilly.com, I believe. No, or
you can't say that.
Oh, come on.
No. No.
Anybody no, that's going to the Punchline knows that stupid name.
It's unacceptable. That's right there with YOLO.
Yeah, but No Libs is, I mean, that's, come on, it's like... It's like so hot, right?
This is great. We're getting guests from a new club, and this is like just an awful first segment. We didn't even set it up. We didn't set up anything. First of all, this is kind of like we've been off for a very long time. Sure, and now we have the opportunity to do a weekly show on an AM station, which is why we're all recording in separate rooms and houses just to see how bad this sounds and what kind of steps we can take in the next couple of weeks to make it not sound as bad as this.
I really feel like you're just tearing us down at this point. I'm having some issues with my self-esteem.
No. Premature apologies. It's always the best thing. Set the expectations low.
It's a solid, solid ska band as well.
Absolutely. I'd do that.
Man, Patrick, you got the island vibes tonight.
That's my go-to, by the way. Anytime there's like a potential band name, I always have to specifically call it a ska band name. Even if it doesn't make sense.
No one's listening to them at the bar they're playing at?
Right, exactly.
In high school, I was in a ska band called Saskatoon.
Oh, my
goodness.
I know. Always a play on words.
It was the time. If you owned a saxophone, you could not avoid being in a ska band.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's the only time in history trombone players were in demand.
You have to do that dance where you kind of like, like your hands go separate and they come back together and they kind of do a little swirl around.
You mean you can't help but do that dance? Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then everybody you know says, oh, you guys sound just like the Mighty Mighty Boston's because nobody's heard any other ska music in their entire life. And you're like, no, we don't, man.
Never had to knock on wood. We're our own band.
I remember the first time I heard Less Than Jake. I was like, whatever, junior year in high school or something like that. Uh-huh. And there's a kid who was like major ska and punk person. And I was like, oh, they kind of sound like, you know, I did what every person that doesn't listen to ska does. Or it's like, yeah, they sound like the Mighty Mighty Boss Down. He's like, no, they don't. And like, then I started listening to them and I was like, yeah, they kind of do actually. Like, I get what you're saying because I'm generalizing in this like garbage music genre, but, but they actually sound pretty similar. Right? It's very good to see it. They both do it. Chup, chup. All right, so we're going to take a break. Rory Scovel is at the Punchline in Philly, in Northern Liberties in Philadelphia. Not no libs. Awesome new club from what everybody's telling me. Shane's been there a bunch. Chip's done a bunch of shows there. Everybody's doing shows there, and it's pretty awesome. Outside of the Ticketmaster charge, it's a great place. Now, Rory's going to be there Thursday night, which I will be there with my wifeykins. 8 p.m. show, and there's a Friday show at 7:30, another one at 9:45. So, oh, wait, no. Friday is 8 p.m. and 10:15. Saturday is 7:30 and 9:45. Amazing comedian. He's actually not selling as well as he normally does. Maybe it's because people are expecting him to come to Helium or whatever, because he sold out those shows in like minutes. So go buy tickets. It's like $20 to go see him. It's general admission, first come, first serve type deal. And he's legitimately one of the funniest people on earth, and he will entertain. He will randomly do 10 minutes of his bit with a fake German accent, and people will buy it because they'll open up with it. Anyway, that being said, we are going to take a break, and we'll probably come back and talk about hockey. So, good day.
Sweet. Sweet.
All right.
Junior came out of nowhere. It was just on that show that I used to watch that I can't remember the name of now.
Yeah, his first break was the Will Ferrell Marky Mark movie, though. That was his first.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And, but then, yeah, the Happy Endings.
Happy Endings, there it goes.
That's the another show that was Mindy Project or whatever it was.
And then the terrible movie that I thought was going to be good.
Let's Be Cops.
I thought it had
potential. That was like the number one comedy of last year, like as far as revenue, or 2 years ago, whenever it came out.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was like the number on it was absurd.
Did I ever tell you that Real Steel was the number one robot boxing movie of all time?
No, that can't be.
Yeah, because there's no other robot boxing movie.
No, there's got to be another robot boxing movie.
No,
there wasn't like a Rock and Sock'em robot movie. They did a Battleship movie.
No, that was terrible too. I don't know who did.
Peter Berg is so weird because he does like such great shit, and then he does like the Battleship movie and G.I. Joe too. And you're just like, where do you do it? Like, you do some awesome stuff.
First,
he does like
the
best 30 for 30s and stuff like that.
The first G.I. Joe was actually pretty good. The second one was shit.
Okay,
dog shit.
We'll go with that. I won't argue. Jay, I'm looking at you right now.
No one should know that. Ew.
You guys celebrate Starship Troopers.
You're comparing.
That's all I gotta
say.
You're
comparing several different G.I. Joe movies. That's crazy. Starship Troopers was a masterpiece, and I can't even. You're supposed to not be cursing tonight. That's not. Let's not. All right.
You, sir, can leave my home.
We're running. Whenever you want to say that we're back, we could just.
Awesome. Just run it.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast, episode 94. Did you guys come up with any other players besides Charles Haley?
No.
Yeah, didn't think so. I feel like there's a hockey
player. Hockey player, yeah. So that's about it. Sorry. Hey, by the way, how many hockey players do you think are going to join in the protest?
For what, during the Canadian National Anthem?
Yeah. Well, either one, yeah.
All the French players are going to sit down.
The seven Americans that play hockey in the NHL.
How hard would it be to get on a knee in hockey equipment? Like, that's got to be pretty difficult. Try to get back up.
I heard that's why black people don't play hockey, is because they can't protest properly. That's what I was told.
Then we can't ice skate because when the...
Do you remember Chris Rock's show? It was on Saturday Night Live. It was like a some sort of like Black Power show type thing. but he did like a top five list.
Oh, the Nat-X.
Nat-X. Top five reasons why black people don't play hockey.
That's when Wayne Gretzky was on it, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. And number five, the first reason, which is like number five, was like, it's cold out there. It's like, every time I think of like black people playing hockey, I just think of that. And the number one was like, we don't want to dominate yet another sport or whatever. But
yeah. You see what we did in swimming, goddammit. Or darn it. No.
Timestamp.
His bit with that top five list was that the white man wouldn't give him 10.
Yeah.
That was who was that character's name, man?
Nat-X.
Nat-X. Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Man.
Eddie's best friend.
Good times.
Yeah.
Why only a half an hour show? All right. So
clearly.
What's that? Go on.
Clearly, we'll just have to clean this up together, all together, for a real show for the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So those of you listening that didn't quite hear what Jay said earlier, because we were kind of rambling, and you probably, like, checked out while you were, like, you know, cleaning out your garage or whatever you do when you listen to this podcast.
80% of that's going to be edited out anyway, so cool.
We were picked up by a radio station as part of SB Nation. So we're going to be on the radio and also streamed online on that same station, but we're going to be on the radio in Philly, South Jersey, and Delaware. Not bragging about the South Jersey or Delaware thing. No big deal. I mean, that's the key demographic right there.
It is.
We reached New Ark,
Mid-Island,
but not Newark.
Yeah, we don't want to go to Newark. Newark.
Oh yeah. We're going to get like crazy comments. No, I think we are. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're getting crazy comments.
Yeah, like just some quality stuff. Like when they find out Shelton's black, the like racist string.
Exactly. Can't wait. I mean,
South Jersey, when you get out there, man. Oh my god. Anyway, so
that won't fuel it at all.
Well, this is pre radio.
Oh, so sure. So get out of the way talking about the garbage people and the
exactly.
Yeah,
the deplorables.
Deplorables that Hillary talked about. Yeah.
Amount of Confederate flags in South Jersey. It's comical. Anyway, moving on. So we're going to get picked up by that radio station. We're going to be on weekly. It's going to be exciting. We're going to be doing 2 hours. We're going to be doing some MMA stuff. We're going to be doing Gruden's Grinder with no E. To see.
My dream coming true. That's been like 3 years I've had that bad pun.
Just been hiding it the whole time. Yeah. Like randomly it was on TV and you're like, wait a second. Oh, you heard in the background, like, Tony Gonzalez. That's all I got. That's my Gruden impression.
That's pretty good.
That's it. I can't go any further. So that's it. That's our news. And also make sure you check out Rory this weekend at the Punchline in Fishtown, Philadelphia. It's punchlinephilly.com and go check it out. It's Thursday 8 o'clock show, Friday 8 and 10:15 shows, and Saturday at 7:30 and 9:45, something like that. Go check out the website and we will be there on the Thursday show. So good times.
You just Rory rolled over on that Fishtown thing.
It's what happens.
It is Fishtown. I went to the website.
Okay, good. You confirmed it. Yeah, I just said, hey, I thought maybe.
I actually just canceled my tickets too because of that. So.
Gotta get posters.
Oh, great. Sweet beard. That's freaking original.
By the way, I can't wait for that trend to end. I'm so tired of hearing retards talk about their beer as if it's like.
The R word. Oh, that's not Fishtown. By the Sugar House Casino. That's totally Northern Liberties. Garbage. Good try. Start paying affiliate fees and then maybe we'll talk. Maybe I'll stop pooping on you. I think it's right where the piazza is. I think it's like right there. It's a really good spot to be. It's where Steven Starr's like outdoor beer house, beer garden is and everything like that. Yeah, good time.
This has been Local Directions with Patrick.
Philly Punchline. Wait till we get real sponsors. Then we don't have to worry about this.
Exactly.
Are we going to have to start talking about, like, the Flyers?
No.
No.
I don't think they realized that this was all just going to be, like, Raiders talk.
Speaking of which, what did Jack Del Rio do at the end?
Oh, he's the fucking man.
I know. Otherwise, I would hate him.
Oh, I dropped the F-bomb.
I was trying to plow through it. But
That's what she said. I said to her.
Timestamp that.
So yeah, we put a mark on that, too. Getting pretty good practice with this.
Anything Steve Carell related pre-like 1997, take it out. Or post, you know what I meant. Back when he was on the Daily Show and he was funny. Anyway, lots to talk about. So, did we already talk about Kaepernick? Were we recording then?
Yeah, I think we covered that. We covered that pretty well. Yeah.
Hillary's dying. What else is going on?
So the football.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo. I loved those memes of Carson Palmer because Carson Palmer said that Brady should be suspended, and then Brady's backup went in and just stomped on him. All the memes were like, when you say Brady should be suspended. Anyway. Or they like would do the like Goodwill Hunting face replacement where it's Tom Brady at the window and Carson Palmer is the one inside eating the sandwich or whatever. And he's like, we're 1-0. How do you like them apples? Anyway.
When are people going to get sick of memes? Like, what do you think the very last meme is going to be? Like, the one that breaks the camel's back? Like, this is, like, way too corny.
It's too easy. Like, anybody can do it.
Huh.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Like, I can, like, there's meme generators, like, all over
the place. Yeah, like, I'm
that's
so tired of them that I won't even bother looking at a meme generator because I don't want to even get to that point.
Yeah.
But I could even do it. That's how bad it is.
JL, our boy JL Cobbin, has like a new one for himself like 3 or 4 times a day. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
In like reference to a CD or something like that. Israeli Tortoise, good album. It went to number one.
All right.
Yeah, good times.
All right.
Two-time guest of the podcast. No big deal.
How many twofers do we have?
So we have him. We have Dan Soder's a threefer,
but
we never actually released the third one. But that doesn't count. do we have any big time twofers? Oh, Tommy Davidson's a twofer. Zilch.
That's barely a halfer. God.
I have no problem calling him a zilch.
Tim Meadows will be at Helium next month.
That's cool. He'll probably be riveting on the phone again, too.
Yeah, he was simply riveting.
I have a thing with like black dudes that are like, you know, very well known for their comedic chops and not being good with me on the phone, apparently.
Hey, maybe it's not them, maybe it's you, you know?
Yeah, it could be.
It's maybe about time I tell you this.
Yeah, there's a common factor.
Exactly. It's you. I mean, let's think about it.
No, Arnaz J was awesome, all right? We got deep into some Harlem Globetrotter talk, so I don't want to hear about it. He's Harlem Globetrotter.
Arnaz J.
This is going to be strange. Now that we're recording like this, we're all going to be able to do the interviews at the same time.
Yeah.
That's never been a thing.
We're going to have legitimate questions.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't just do one-liners like I did with Anthony Cumia.
Yeah, right.
And get away with it.
From across the room. That's the thing. It's like, you know, we're all kind of like concurrently on the line. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, is that to be better prepared? Sure.
Right, exactly.
This is good pod right here, fellas.
It really is, yeah. It's behind the scenes stuff. Yeah, I'm just like
good pod. This is more like a business meeting.
Just spitballing and like Mark. All right.
This is like the middle part of the behind the music right here, where it's like right before what's his asshole gets in the car accident.
I know. I was gonna say.
Don't jinx me. It's been done.
That's true.
Been done before.
Who is that guy that I'm trying to think of? Jane, what's he talking about?
Yeah, I don't know Dr. his name. Dre. I'd give my left arm to play drums for Def Leppard.
No, Dr. J.
I don't know why I found the joke of what has five arms and sucks so funny. Was Def Leppard? I don't know why I always found that. Oh, hold on one sec. My the wife is coming down. We're not recording anymore, right? It's all good, I guess.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Whispers don't make friends.
Let's add it real quick.
Hi, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
That's like echo spontaneous.
Good morning, Mrs. Don.
And I breathe together. Oh, there's my head. That's in my head. Headphones. All right.
How are things in the kitchen, Sheldon? You holding it down?
That's going well.
Okay, great.
Our wife isn't home yet.
It's like Charles Manson just moved in with the Beach Boys and just like, this is my house now. It's like, okay. I guess, I let you in. It's not a home invasion if it's like vampire rules. If you get invited in, then it's like, all right, well, it's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, you should have home better. Keep them on the porch outside.
My neighbors were all telling me, and I just couldn't listen.
Creepy guy with the cross on his forehead.
All right, are we back?
Ready to come back in? Yeah, let me just do the. I'm getting lots of practice. Yeah, markers.
You can just take that whole part out.
Oh yeah, and bring it in about now. So get excited.
Are we really gonna do it, or is this like every other podcast where they're like, "Oh, you just cut that part out"?
No, I marked it. I'm getting practice for this because I gotta like do the cleanup shit. We're fine.
The amount of podcasts I've listened to where they're like, "Can you take this part out, please?" I just found out when you said like it's always in there.
I know.
Like Moshe Kasher once, it was on Neil Brennan's old podcast that's not around anymore, but he brought up he was writing for Zoolander too. I know, humble brag, but he brought up like a special guest appearance or something like that. And then he was like, "Can you please record, delete this out or whatever?" And it was like, well, I know he said it, so clearly they didn't delete it out. And it was only freaking Milo, whatever the hell her name is. That's whoopty shit.
And we're cutting that part out too.
Oh, yeah. We weren't. That wasn't counting.
Oh, okay. We're back then, I guess.
That was just Patrick Reviews other podcasts again.
Milo poopy shit?
No, yeah. No, not him. He's just hilarious, but what I hate about him is like I don't like the fact that he gets banned from schools and they protest him before he even gets there.
He's going to Delaware actually, and they're already trying to ban him.
Yeah, like that's so shitty that they do that though. Like I get the protest part, and I don't like him like at all, but like he would sell out a theater and people would want to watch him. Like it's just not like. And it's not just people that hate him. Like, he would get 1,000 people to watch him that are, you know, nut job.
I was going to say, he's just a cocky son of a bitch that has really nothing going for him.
Oh, I totally agree. I just get annoyed that, like, he gets shut down at places for, like, DePaul University or whatever.
I discussed, didn't I?
No. You coughed like a lunatic into the microphone. There's a little mute button right up front.
Yeah.
It functions as a cough button. It's awesome.
Right. Now. That. This is gross.
Colin Kaepernick is
sure.
What? You can suck my.
I can't believe Colin Kaepernick isn't standing up for the national anthem. That. Or wait, what? Where'd that
go? Why haven't I had this longer? You people have me down.
Just need the mute button for like real life.
Yeah, I wish I did have it.
Yeah. All right, now you're writing a Staples commercial. Yeah, that corny.
That was easy.
Was it though? Was it ever easy there? All right. What are we gonna talk about? You guys got any ideas?
I want to talk about Hillary Clinton dying.
Yes.
Because now the thing is that she just
save it. We recording?
Oh yeah.
Welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast, episode 94. Yeah. once again, check out Rory at the Punchline Philly in Stupid Fish Town. Punchlinephilly.com.
Rory's gonna be there. I think it did actually.
Thursday.
There it goes.
Thursday at 8 p.m. I will be at that show as along with my lovely wife. Ooh. And Friday, 7:30, 9:45. Saturday, I got the days wrong again. Friday, 8 and 10:15. Saturday, 7:30 and 9:45. Go to the site. Like, you really need me to tell you the time. Bring your beard and sleeve tattoos and drink your craft beer. And ironically wear a Journey shirt, even though they're awesome. I don't know why you would ironically wear one. Oh, and that's it. Super funny, by the way. Super duper funny. He's going to be on the podcast shortly. Yeah.
Sweet.
So, Jay?
You really brought down the energy with that Journey thing, man.
Yeah.
Well, don't ironically wear a shirt of an awesome band. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. I can't even.
When you say awesome, you use it like it's serious.
Shelton, jump in. So which is worse, a Journey or Meatloaf?
Oh, I got to go with Journey because at least with Meatloaf, people
meatloaf
call
is like the all-time worst.
No, Meatloaf, people call you at least bitch tit Bob.
His name was Robert Paulson. You were replaced by a karaoke singer.
His name was Robert Paulson. I mean, at least they know him as that guy from Fight Club. Sure. But Journey is just terrible. It's like wearing a Styx shirt. I mean,
how dare you speak ill will of any of those bands?
Meatloaf is just obviously a joke. Like Journey thought that like people honestly like Journey, and I just don't. I don't know.
Yeah, there's no reason to do that.
They really no.
Meatloaf didn't take himself seriously when he sang that song for Beauty and the Beast or whatever he did.
Beauty and the Beast. Which one was that?
I would do anything.
That was not for Beauty and the Beast. First of all,
whatever. He was the Beast though in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, he was the Beast in that in the Broadway play. Beauty and the Beast had a wonderful song. I believe it was written by Aaron Neville. I can't remember. I'm gonna have to look that one up. But
it was actually written by his patch.
Yeah, his eye patch.
Oh, Jesus Christ! All right.
Hey, no. This is 1360 AM. I don't know if you know they have conservative talk during the day. We don't say the word Lord's name in vain. We could even spit it out.
Jiminy Jesus.
Should we just go like ultra left wing with this? Should we just be like, you know, straight hardline communist? We should be like a Maoist like sports radio show.
Yeah. Except we would not root for anybody to win.
All Americans are equally great.
As long as you found your journey along with the destination, that's all we care about. This game is just we are one. So there is no Packers versus Bears. We are actually just all one in this entire world.
By the way, have you seen that terrible commercial with Clay Matthews and Aaron Rodgers? Where they're yelling in the locker room, then throwing, and he's beating up a fly or something.
No.
Yeah, it's terrible. No. Aaron Rodgers is way too commercial at this point for me. I hope he breaks his leg.
Love it.
Oh, speaking of really commercial quarterbacks, I finally got around to watching like 2/3 of that 30 for 30 on the 85 Bears. It's amazing.
Oh, dude, I that one almost made me cry at the end when they're reading the letter. When Mike Singletary is reading the letter?
Oh, yeah, him, like, oh.
Oh, man, I was like, oh.
Anything around that Buddy Ryan stuff was just like, oh. Yeah. And I hated him.
Like, yeah, I hated him.
Oh, I thought
as a coach and
about
as, like,
Jim
a personality.
You could tell them, though, like, you could tell that everyone on the team loved him. Like, all the players who played for him loved him.
They carried him off the field, man.
Yeah, that's what they say at the end of it, too. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. You know what I mean? I don't want to ruin it for you. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, spoiler alert, the Bears beat like the third worst team in the NFL that year in the Super Bowl.
Hey, it's not their fault the AFC couldn't come and play. You know, let's be real.
The Dolphins just like had like one off game where friggin' Marino threw a bad pass, but they stomped on the Bears earlier that season too. It actually would have been a good Super Bowl. Anyway.
You just described all of Marino's entire career, one bad pass after another. maybe threw a few that were okay, but I mean,
let's be real. Mark Duper and Mark Clayton were not Mark Duper and Mark Clayton on any other team.
Oh, not even close. No,
they were
but on, on Tecmo Bowl, they were amazing.
Speaking of which, that Bo Jackson jumped the shark on that Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, killed me on that one, man. Like, honestly, that's the one, like. You don't want your kids seeing that commercial because you're telling them all the stuff about Bo Jackson being so great, and then he's in a Hyundai pretending to be on Tecmo Bowl. It's like
pretending like he can read the radio dial and stuff like that. Oh, come on, too easy. So, do we want to break? Jay, you haven't talked about your Bucks, by the way.
Yeah, they won. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm hopeful. That's about all I could say about it. I haven't seen any.
There are a lot of angry people
about. I couldn't even care less. What?
Jameis Winston. He's actually had a good game.
Yeah,
he was great. He threw an interception and then just came back and settled down. That's all it is. He just wanted to be able to settle down. He showed like he was pretty good last year, but not ready. And he didn't have a lot of people around him. I know Mike Williams is healthy this year. They got another couple guys in there.
Doug Martin's healthy again too. So
yeah.
That helps.
Why were people upset with Jameis besides rape? Besides the fact that he raped a girl in college, was there any other reason?
One is just it was the crab legs,
right?
The crab legs. That's all he did.
Totally raping.
I didn't know that was a euphemism.
He didn't rape her. He didn't rape her. He was never found guilty of that.
They were like, the DA was like laughing about it during the press conference afterwards. Kind of like, oh yeah, no, he's good. Don't worry.
Money talks. He's got
the national championship to win. Don't worry.
Money talks. Why would you bother messing with that? That girl's probably so well off.
The Stanford swimmer, Brock Turner, is doing a speaking tour right now about drinking and promiscuity. I think that's actually what it's called.
Wow. Promiscuity.
So, are you going? No, oh, well, obviously. I mean, I want to understand that. I don't want it to happen to me.
Can we get press passes?
Oh, yeah. That would be great. I would love to go there and heckle the hell out of him.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
My God, that's a really good idea.
All right, Patrick.
So when you were raping her, how was it that what alcohol had she drank?
I would go into my Milo mode where I'd be like, understand that I respect your right to be able to be here and do this, but you're worthless to the world.
Yeah. Hope that kid gets hit by a bus.
Yeah, bus would be solid because I want him to stay alive. That's
the key. Yeah, like broken legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, or maybe like he gets attacked like Brian Lochte did on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, he could drown though. That would be funsies.
Yeah, but he's not going to. He can swim.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
rip current.
I don't know. He did his time. He paid his debt.
Yeah,
he spent a solid 68 days
as justice was meted down to him. He accepted it and he dealt with it. It's great. I think it shows a lot of stick-to-itiveness.
I love that it's like a Wake Forest football player or somebody like that. Same exact circumstance.
5 years.
Yeah.
Well, no, not only them. The linebacker who Pete Carroll brought in because he was a recruit for USC, literally in the same state. The girl lied on him. They had no evidence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they put him in for 5 years because he wouldn't admit to it. He had 5 years on no evidence. She finally copped to it that she lied about it, and he got out after 5 years. Same exact charge, same exact situation, except for he was going to play for play football for a good organization, not just swim for Stanford. And they gave him 5 years, and this kid gets 6 months, and his dad's like, he doesn't even like eating steak anymore. Well... I mean, she doesn't like taking.
You'll have to like sneak in so many like you know the passive aggressive white racist comments in situations like that. Yeah, well, he was he's from a rougher neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. That's all. That's what
pants,
it is.
Got thug background. It's like
he didn't. Oh, he didn't have,
actually, he's totally from the suburbs. So you just assume actually black, but.
Yeah, he didn't have as good a chance. I mean,
by the way, Brock, why doesn't more happen to those girls? Like the Ezekiel Elliott's girlfriend, like all that stuff was exposed. Yeah. Her trying to set him up as like a domestic abuser. Like, first off, why? Second off, like, how come nothing happens to her at all?
I don't know. I mean, the girl who accused the linebacker, she had to pay restitution, and that's it. She didn't get like filing a false police report or anything like that. I mean, that's crazy.
Restitution's actually their second kid's name together. So
yeah, he's a starting linebacker for USC.
Yeah, I want to hear that laugh. That was a good one.
Yeah, well,
actually L apostrophe restitution. So. All right, got a giggle.
It was Peebo Bryson who sang Beauty and the Beast, not Aaron Neville.
No, Aaron Neville was not that. I didn't want to jump in with that little nugget of knowledge because I thought it was embarrassing you knew that.
Why would you know that? He was amazing.
Oh, man.
Big biker could sing. So the Monday night game, by the way, the 49ers were completely affected by Kaepernick, I believe, because they didn't show up to play at all.
Wait, what?
The Monday night game that the 49ers.
Oh, you're being sarcastic. I was like, the Rams, by the way, the Rams are so bad.
Well, here's the crazy part. I watched the Hard Knocks, and I thought that the way HBO edited it, they actually had a shot at being decent this year.
Oh, yeah.
HBO edits.
You would
amazingly.
Think Goff is good, too, the way when you watch it.
HBO had this amazingly, by the way, because that game did not even look like the same football team that they were hyping up.
Yeah. It was absolutely. Best. I'm so glad it happened once, like the second they got to LA, too. So happy they waited. Not that they were good in St. Louis, but, you know.
Well, like they, Bart Scott said, they have the second best pro team in LA now, after USC.
Dang. USC sucks, but besides that.
Well, yeah, now.
Get the point. So, Jay, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just looking at this little timer go.
Here's one for you, Jay.
Two hours, huh?
Yeah, here's a question.
We didn't commit yet.
We also did not think it through. That's pretty cool.
So what's here's up? A question for you, Jay.
Sure.
To bring you back into this. Mm-hmm. Baseball season. How did Alex Rodriguez decide to play his last game in the middle of August? Because I don't understand, like, why he just stopped playing, like, in the middle of the season.
Was he blackballed, though? Because he could have signed with somebody. I thought for sure, like, somebody like Tampa would
pick him.
Did they cut him? The
Marlins were going to sign him. No, he retired, which allowed them to release him or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Because I was wondering what the hell happened. Because they were like, it's going to be A-Rod's last game as a Yankee. And I'm like, it's the middle of August. How's that?
No, they just weren't playing him.
Girardi was, like, such a tool about playing him that weekend, too. We're still fighting for a playoff spot, guys. Come on. Come on. You know, there's 17 wild cards now. So.
This is the Yankees. We're always going to play for a playoff spot. But you're not right now, so.
No, it's okay. Well, sadly they are, just because of the new stupid rules. But,
oh, yeah, it's real. Well.
Wild card standings, they are 2 games out. Regular standings, they are 5 games out. Totally.
Huh. I couldn't tell you anything about baseball anymore. I know Big Poppy's retiring, apparently, because Comcast plays his commercial all the time.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. There is no crying in baseball. That's great. There is no eating in commercials. That's my Big Poppy imitation.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed that. I don't see
it. I'm solid at best.
What's the story with Hillary, Jay?
Yeah,
well, I like to call her Shillery with a dollar sign before it. Who's with me?
Shillery. The fighting Clinton brothers. The talk now, though, is that they have to try to kind of get a contingency plan, because now everybody's just assuming, well, what happens if she dies? Just because she was lying about one thing. So now you assume she's lying about all the other health things that have happened, and people are putting timelines together, and it's like a... I don't know. It's like a conspiracy theory type thing, but now it's like there's a little bit more faith in each of the things that happen because one domino falls, you know.
I mean, she's probably not going to make it. She's 70 years old. She keeps having these issues. I think she's just so hell-bent on being the first woman president, period. She's blindly not realizing, like, she's going to screw the country over by dying.
Yeah, so now they're scrambling in the background, and it's going to be the type of thing where they're going to push like all the established people are out there.
They're not.
It's going to be Biden. That's the thing, and then all the Bernie people are going to feel like pissed off. I definitely would. You know, he came in second. Biden didn't even have the balls to jump in.
Yeah. He's got delegates and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeez.
Bernie, they won't let Bernie in.
Oh no! If they do, they'll be like, "All right, here's your Ted Cruz is your running mate." Just to make sure we balance it out. good times.
Here's another question for you guys. Yeah. This is just Alexis Arquette. Who?
Yeah, the tranny brother.
Yeah, who was? What?
So
what,
the like... scene in Pulp Fiction where the guy's sitting in the bathroom with the gun and he's about to jump out and shoot at Jules and what's his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is him.
Before. The white dude sitting in the bathroom who's shooting everything, and then he comes out and shoots, and then they shoot him up.
Huh. Yep.
That's his claim to fame.
I mean, come on. It's Alexis. she's claim to fame was Patricia.
My point is, like, why did they make a big deal about him being dead, it being dead, when it didn't?
Oh, it was just whatever.
Slow
people, people get excited about, somebody who's, like, technically like influential on like, you know, like a old comedian actor or something like that, and people will start like posting all these like in memoriams, and you're like, you don't know who he is. Like, you just know he's dead and you want to, like, put some sort of RIP up there. Maybe that'll kill memes, Jay.
Yeah.
When we do one, like a series of memes about Pauly Shore dying, maybe? You think that'll be the last one? That's just, okay, well, it completely circled itself.
Yeah, just like with the Jordan one. It won't go away. By the way, I can't remember where he was when he was crying, but I've never seen Jordan cry before, and now they just turn into a terrible meme for the poor guy. He's the best basketball player in the history of the game, and now there's a whole generation of kids who just know him as a crying meme.
Well, that's what happened. Like, everything's a joke now.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing that could stay serious. Like, hey, you know, this is like Michael Jordan. Let's like kind of be cool about it. Yeah. And it's not even like I'm saying don't do it or like they're not even funny. Like, some of them are really funny. I'm just saying it's like, just leave some things alone.
Yeah. Like, at what point? Speaking of leaving things alone,
I'm not trying to brag about the meme, Harriet Tubman dunking on, what's his name? the 20th. Hamilton, Franklin, whoever it was.
By the way, speaking of jumping the shark, I'll tell you this one. The UFC has now lost my respect altogether because they let that stupid... he fought last week and got his ass kicked. And he got $500,000 for basically amounts to a circus show. Like, Dana White he's a joke anymore, man. Like, I just don't know why... They don't see it. Like, people just don't see it. It's I'm just getting tired of watching it.
It's a clown show.
Yeah, I mean, it's a clown show, bro. I mean, why would you let a guy who has no fighting experience whatsoever, except for professional pretend wrestling, fight professionally for his first fight? Like, that, there's the dude was fighting for 10 years before he fought him. Like, you don't think that, regardless of you training, if you're not really training, you know, or you've never been in a fight, you don't know what it's going to be like the first time. Like, it's just dumb. UFC can... My.
There it is. Taking the mute button. I love it. All right, we're going to take a break. Thing. We are going to come back a little Rory Scoville. Again, he's going to be at the Punchline Philly in Stupid Fishtown Thursday, 8 p.m., Friday, 8 p.m. and 10:15, and Saturday, 7:45 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. and 9:45 p.m. Wow, nailed all those. All right. So be sure to check him out, punchlinephilly.com. Check him out in Stupid Fishtown this weekend. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be at the Thursday show. And that's it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Rory. He's going to tell us what he's up to, talk about his new special he's taping that Jack Black is producing, or Jack White, I mean. Thank God it's not Jack Black. Jack White is producing, who is funnier somehow. We'll see you in a couple of you. Yeah, we're going to have to get some... back from a break. Hey, thanks, Rory Scoville. Thanks for calling in. Again, make sure you check him out. Punchline Comedy Club in Philadelphia in Stupid Fishtown. PunchlinePhilly.com. 8 p.m. show on Thursday. 8 o'clock on Friday. 9:45 on Friday. 7:30 on Saturday. 9:45 on Saturday. Nailed it this time. Go check him out. Seriously, one of the funniest people on Earth, and it seems like there are a decent amount of tickets available. Nothing crazy, but enough to be able to see whatever show you want to watch. Normally, he sells out shows pretty quickly, so I would go check it out. And we're back. Episode 94. Charles Haley. Brendan Shanahan, right? Wasn't he 94? Yeah. Sure,
we'll go with that.
I know. I just say it because I know nobody's going to call me out for it. Yeah, not Mario Lemieux or Wayne Gretzky. You guys pretty much am good. Or Jagr. Everybody always remembers Jagr was 68. Hmm. Or stupid Messier is 11, but that's the name.
Who's 91 for Detroit?
Sergei Fedorov.
That's right. That's who it was.
Yeah.
And Yzerman,
the Russian Rocket, 19. Right?
Yeah, and Yzerman was 19. That team was silly. So we're back, and we're going to wrap things up, put a little button on it, as they say.
We're just going to talk a bunch of hockey numbers. What was Lindros, 88?
Yeah. Lindros, 88.
That was a pretty cool number in hockey,
the
right?
Crazy eights going, because they had Mark Recchi as left wing. He was left wing. Yeah, he was 8.
I'm all right.
Todd Bridgemore was 17. We're just doing flyers right now, guys.
Sure.
Ron Hextall was
Larry Bird, 33.
Grant Snow was his backup.
Ron Hextall.
Yeah. Oh,
that's funny.
He was like the last of like the 6'7" goalies. I mean, not literally, but you know, like the tall goalies that are useless nowadays.
Right.
Like, oh, you actually have to move. You can't just be a big blob in the middle of the goal to stop it. All of a sudden, Dominic Hasek comes out and goes, oh, people can do splits that are goalies? Oh, okay, interesting. Sean, why don't you tell us about this article since I'm putting it up.
Buffalo Bills coach Rex Ryan has had his lap band removed to show solidarity with his twin brother. He confirmed the procedure Tuesday but gave an alternative joking explanation as to why he did it. I did it a long time ago. I'm not going to get into those things, but as somebody pointed out several times, we won more games when I was heavier. I'll do anything for the squad.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. This is stupid as
Wait, so he's just becoming fat for his brother? Like, what's the solidarity? Like,
Should
Ryan be the solidarity one and get his surgery?
He had his lap band removed after complications with the device. So his brother, in showing solidarity, is having his removed also. It just sounds lazy.
Yeah, I feel like they just need P90X in their lives, you know?
They could. I mean,
CrossFit and some paleo, they'll be fine.
Tony Horton is amazing.
I think any solidarity move's pretty lame.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, kneeling.
Including Colin Kaepernick.
It's like everybody's shaving their heads. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to think about being bald, you know? She got to look around all these jokers at work reminding her of it. It's like, okay, well, I got a wig. What are you all going to do?
Yeah, no, that one's like the douchiest of all. Everybody shaves their head.
They're helping.
Right, exactly. It's like Eric Davis is not just going to recover from that just because Brady. Oh, I blew his name. I was trying to come up with a good 90s reference joke there, and I totally blew it.
Yeah, you definitely
Eric Davis,
did.
Eric Davis had cancer.
Sure.
And Brady, what's his name, was on his team, and he shaved his head in solidarity. Who was the guy who was like Brady Anderson? There you go.
Okay.
Come on. That was.
Let me get my mark. I have to.
Also, he definitely didn't do that. I was just trying to come up with another reference on the Orioles. I was just trying to come up with an Orioles reference that wasn't Cal Ripken. He was involved.
Mike Bordick.
Yeah, right. Who was the guy who took over for him at short?
Mike Bordick. Made him move over to third base.
Oh, and you know who should have taken over for third base for him? Anybody on earth.
That's true.
Dunk for like 5 years. He hurt the team. That stupid record. Although it's the only thing Baltimore's ever done. So good for them.
It is. Although they have been way better in the last 7 years, I guess.
Yeah, they're only like 2 games behind the Sox right now, and they're beating them tonight.
What's about Showalter, speaking of the 90s?
What's that?
That's Buck Showalter, speaking of the 90s.
Yeah. Good reference. Timestamp on that one, too.
He turned the Orioles around. That's all I'm saying. I know it's like late in the show and I'm drunk, but whatever.
I'm severely drunk at this point.
I'm just saying.
By the way,
shave his head along with Brady Anderson. That's a better question.
You guys have been missing, by the way, who I think might possibly be the best welterweight for the next 10 years. Well, now, because he's old. He's actually older. Probably next 4 years. Gennady, Triple G. I can't even say his whole name. Dude just knocks people out. And you know where he's from?
I'm going to go with Vineland, New Jersey.
Kazakhstan. You're absolutely wrong.
Oh, okay. Oddly similar.
Very similar. Yeah, similar. A little less racist over in Kazakhstan, but yeah.
They're both shitholes. Timestamp that one. They're both terrible places to live, but yeah.
You're both well traveled. Isn't there? There's nothing funnier than just like casual European racism.
Oh yeah.
Like it's not even a thing. It's just like, oh yeah, well they're Greeks. It's like, well, I don't know what that means, and like, why would you say that? Even yeah. if, like, I'm assuming it's something bad,
like,
but...
Southern Italy, where, like, the refugees right. will come in. It's like, right. yeah, we throw them back in the water. But, I mean, is there something wrong with them? It's, like, literally what they'll say, too. It's not, I'm not even, mm-hmm. like, exaggerating that. This we'll just grab by their nappy hair and throw them out. And you're like, what? Just say nappy hair?
I know Germany ended up being the good guy. How did that happen?
Because they have they have a lady in charge. That's why.
About more... 80 years of apologizing. That's kind
of, like, it's by default for them, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Japan got into, you know, poop porn since we can't swear anymore. And, God, I knocked my mic over. Hey,
what is going on? Oh, by the way.
This thing on, guys. Come on.
Did you see the ad to work at
yourself?
A guy Fieri's restaurant?
No.
What?
No. Yeah, it said it's your dream job awaits you.
Okay, it does.
Like, yeah, you have to do it.
In New York.
Hold on, I got to pull this up now. Hold on, one second.
We got guys... chicken buffalo fries for you.
you guys talk about it yourself until I find this.
Tossed them in hot sauce, and now we have a blue cheese dip with some Parmesan sauce.
Excuse me, waiter. There aren't enough flames on this. I expected much more of a flame motif. Yeah. If you could bring like a plate that's like covered in flames or something like that, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
I was told everybody here was going to have a bleach goatee, and I don't feel like you see some split ends or not split ends. Oh, come on. Some roots. There we go.
Could I get a comment card, please? I really need to speak with someone.
The comment card doesn't have flames. Oh, this is not going to be a comment.
I'm just not convinced. I thought we were in the WWF restaurant in Times Square.
Exactly. Is Kid Rock here at least? Come on.
Kid Rock apparently said something about Colin Kaepernick too. I don't even have the time in my day to read it. I really don't care. I don't care what Kid Rock says.
See, we're like ball with the ball, da bang boogie.
First of all, if you get a chance, and anybody who's listening, I hope this doesn't have to be bleeped out. Google the song "Balls in Your Mouth" by Kid Rock, and then tell me he's not just a fake artist. He's like the Iggy Azalea of white rappers.
Well, you know why he refers to Kaepernick that way is because you know where he's from and where he lives, right?
I'm thinking Detroit.
Yeah. So he's like, Kaepernick's just a black. Yeah, oh, that was wait. Off the. That wasn't in the recording, was it? When I was doing my Michigan blacks.
Michigan blacks.
Oh, I should have saved Let's that see. One. All right. It's like Rochester, where I'm from, man. It's the same type of accent. You're like, oh my God. Like, oh, holy crap. Yeah, it's just the blacks doing it again. I knew it.
I can't find God. Darn it.
Okay. Fieri. All right.
Man, you're doing a smack up job with this, Shelton.
Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know why I can't find this.
I see a new job in my future.
Google stats person.
Yeah, we need to get somebody who can do this stuff.
TGI Fridays commercial or Flowmaster? Flowmaster exhaust pipes? What do we got? Oh, he was arrested at a TGI Friday. Oh, that was a while ago.
He's throwing their cheese sticks around.
Yeah, he's like, these aren't cheese sticks. There's a Guy Fieri Affleck commercial.
Is there?
Rolaids commercial. This dude is everywhere. Dude, Network. He's... Guy Fieri Cutlery. Guy Fieri Dub Meatball Grubbin. I guess that's probably a comedy one. Flowmaster Exhaust Pipes. This guy has got more commercials than...
All right. Oh, got it. All right, you got it.
So on.
And I'm going to...
Oh, it's not even a video.
Hold on, no, it's not a video. Can you guys even see this?
Yeah, it's a job fair. Land your dream job on the spot.
There you go.
Oh, it's a whole job fair? Wow.
Yeah, he's a job fair. Now, the best part about it is read this.
No, it is at NAC.
Interviews and auditions will be taking place on the spot with hiring managers. Candidates will be required to give a 30-second pitch as to why you should ride the bus to Flavortown.
Oh, that's a great euphemism.
That must be the best ever.
September 21st. Oh, we should get this guy to sponsor, huh?
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's at Harris in Chester. Yeah,
Harris. Harris. Like,
yeah. Harris in Chester. We could go up and interview. Let's see if one of us can get hired. Let's see
if we can pull up. Exactly.
That'll be our goal for the day. One of us gets hired. if we can't get hired by Guy Fieri's restaurant, then maybe we should just stop.
I have a lot of strong opinions about Flavortown. They're not well formulated yet, but I'm going to get to writing.
Just know they're strong.
My manifesto will be complete.
Some of them involve, like, I write out stuff and then it's got flames on it. So just throwing it out there.
Flavortown is upsetting me.
Excuse me, waitress. It's my new favorite character, a person complaining to the waitress about nothing.
Water's too cold.
Dude, this water isn't wet enough. Could you possibly bring me water enough?
I know I didn't ask for no lemon, but you brought the water with a lemon, and I know that lemon's been dragging all over the floor in the back of the bar, and they're the most disgusting things in this restaurant. So if you could just take that back, thank you. I know I could have just taken it off and put it on my napkin, but I just wanted you to know how I feel about that.
Did you ever work as a waiter before, Patrick?
Actually, no, oddly enough.
No, yeah, I was wondering, but that sounded really visceral.
Yeah, like he had that experience. Did I ever tell you about the time I worked at TGI Fridays and got fired after 2 days?
Nice.
You know why? So
TGI Fridays?
I almost did. The guy actually like called me over, and I wasn't his waiter. And he goes, come here. And I was like, yes. And he grabs my hand. He goes, feel this. Does that feel medium well? And I was like, okay, first of all, don't ever. I was trying to figure out how I could censor this. I was like, don't ever touch me again. As I said, I'm not your waiter. And the manager came over and had a problem with me doing it, even though the dude grabbed my hand and made me touch the steak, like jab my fist into it. Because I'm like standing there like, wait, what is this guy doing with my hand? So I got fired on my second day for telling a guy not to effing touch me again. And I wasn't his waiter. So, yeah, TGI Fridays can suck it. So whenever I watch was Office Space, I can completely sympathize with her on the whole flair and all that stuff, because they literally are just all about the customer. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
2 days. Yeah.
I love the actor in Office Space where he's like, you see, Bill over there has 42 pieces of flair. And she's like, well, I have 35. Isn't that the minimum? Yeah, if you want to do the minimum, like just that conversation is just so like.
It's corporate.
So many times.
Yeah, it's corporate. Right? It's as corporate as can be, man. That movie and Waiting are just perfect analogies for the restaurant. It's
absolutely.
And I didn't even work long enough in restaurants to want to be there.
I used to leave temp jobs in like 10, 15 minutes if I just wasn't feeling the vibe of the place.
Yeah,
right. I just go like I don't want to do this. This is another temp agency I'm not gonna be able to work with, but whatever.
That's why temps hate like.
But like Grandstand, like, come on, like they're not calling me back anyway. So.
That's fine. What are they gonna do? It's like, okay, I'm not gonna get your $9 an hour, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, you're taking 20, and I'm getting 9.
Best part. The recruiter's not even get paid for that if you leave in the first day. So everybody loses. It's great. All right, we're going to wrap things up. People that stuck with us, we appreciate it.
Test show. I want to emphasize the test show.
Test show.
Yeah, we might even call it the test show. Episode 94, the test show.
There was an episode of My Wife Hates Me, the Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane one, where it was just them trying, like, testing the telephone, and they just didn't get it. They didn't ever get it to work. It was just nothing.
Well, that's perfect. That actually sounds great. I would watch that.
There's it.
Yeah, listen.
Were you getting little blooping noises? What was that?
No, that was the extreme test, right? I clicked out of the one that was online.
That's like a Skype sound effect.
Okay, so now, like, I got to come back and do all this fun stuff. Let's see what we got here. I'm sharing. That's my screen.
I still hear you.
That's it.
Oh, I see.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Cool. All right, so we're going to wrap things up. Test show. Thanks for Rory for calling in if we decide to keep this and put it out there. check them out, punchlinephilly.com and Stupid Fish Town, Thursday, 8 p.m., Friday, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., or 9:45 or something like that, Saturday, 7:30 and 9:45 or something like that. Check out the website, punchlinephilly.com and Stupid Fish Town. Thanks for listening.
Oh, my God.
That's
my life right here. Gross. Spreadsheets with a whole bunch of stupid numbers.
Yeah.